Okay, this audio riff is about abundance mindset mastery and really harnessing the power of perspective. So this was inspired earlier today after a consultation with a potential client and steps I'm taking in my own life to shift and reinvent myself. I'm in the process of reinventing myself because it sounds fun. I love it. That's one benefit to being everything and nothing, being void, not having a fixed identity. It's fun for me to reinvent myself and choose what reality I want to create and experience tangibly, because the truth is when you are tapped into abundance, into infinite, the field of infinite possibilities, the powerful perspective shift is really understanding and coming to an embodied, visceral knowing that anything that comes to mind for you, anything that you desire, you already have it. It's already in your energy field in higher dimensions. There is no lack. Everything is available to you at all times, in every moment. It's a matter of how receptive you are to receiving all that you could ever desire. So that is where powerful perspective comes in, and understanding universal law that governs our third dimensional experience, the simulation that we're all in. So perspective is everything, and it's subjective. And the quality of the lens you perceive your life experience through is something you get to shift and change out as you'd like. I like to think of those little, I was born in the late 80s, so I can remember in the early 90s, we had, what were those little red eye things that had a little orange handle on the right-hand side, and you could flip through and look at different scenes, almost like a movie. So that's kind of the visual I want you to have when you think of having powerful perspective. You get to hit that little trigger as you look through the scope and choose what it is that you want to experience. You get to create it. Because you're creating all the time, whether you realize it or not. So it lights me up to activate others and guide them through what's at the heart of the matter in their self-created struggle. It is not a requirement for you to have to struggle or work hard for success. Now, I can intuit and guide you back to yourself so you can flex your muscle of discernment and really build discernment, because that is a gift, and it is something that is very necessary in navigating the game of life. It's even in the Bible. The gift of discernment is in the Bible. For where you stand relative to where you want to be. So only you can decide where you want to be and wholeheartedly back yourself. So if you want a refined quality of men, money, health, anything that you can tangibly experience, for that matter, is done by starting to speak a different narrative or story into being. So the first things first, let's illuminate. Now, in my experience and the clients I've witnessed, expressing that energy and getting it moving requires it to also be released, not just ruminating and arguing within your own mind and creating anxiety because you're trying to battle with the different energies that are going on inside of you. So write it out, speak it out. Record it on your phone or your voice notes while you riff out loud on it. Dance, work out, move. I don't care if you're in the shower. Speak it out. Just do something to release that energy. And you don't have to have somebody else. You don't have to call up your girlfriend and rant and rave. That's not necessary. It's your responsibility and your work to move through this energy. And you don't have to involve other people in order to do that. You're the one who has to do the transcending and the work to begin with. So the bottom line, it needs to be released to create space in your operating system. So criticism and judgment are symptoms from a behavioral habit of operating from a distorted way of being. Now, most people's egos will justify a habitual pattern of energy that's become a belief by making that which it's unable to achieve have to be wrong in some sense. It's got to be made wrong. So it'll generate feelings that are more comfortable in the moment to experience. So it can make you feel uncomfortable when you are insecure and you've taken energy personally. So your attention to lack will perpetuate in every area of your life. So everything is interconnected, even if you try to compartmentalize it. So the criticism you keep alive inside of you will support you in staying in discord from what it is you actually want to experience. So a long story short, you're fighting for your limitations instead of fighting for the good that's available to flow through you. So let's say you just swiped right on a hottie on Tinder or something, and his first message to you was, "Hi, I'm writing to tell you that I'll never message you again." Okay, like you've never met this person before. You don't care because you don't know him, right? His presence hasn't impacted you. So you're like, that's weird. Next, you know, I mean, you don't even give two thoughts about it. So there's no negative emotion there. Now, if the guy you've been dating for 6 months texts you, or the man that you're married to decides to call you and says, "Hey, I'm writing to tell you that it's over and you'll never hear from me again," falls off the face of the earth. Now, that may trigger a power pocket of energy within your system that brings forth emotion to be acknowledged and witnessed. Now, we dive deep into this process of intimacy. That's the I in the signature process, the Divas Method that I created. So I'll drop a link below for enrollment options for investing in yourself through the Divas Method. Now, the biggest takeaway for you at this moment is to simply just start witnessing the sensations in your body that arise and what you are feeling as you interact with life and others in your life. So start doing that in your day-to-day life. Start getting familiar and getting intimate with yourself. Create that intimacy. Now, if we go back to the example, if you feel angry, you're ultimately feeling sad about it because the emotion that's moving conflicts with the belief you have about that person in your life. So the resistance is there because you're fighting against, the energies are going against each other. So when you take energy personally and identify with it, then you can very easily start opposing what's ultimately true with the thoughts of distorted energy. So the good news, you have the power that creates worlds moving through you, and you get to shift through the emotion and align with your true nature and what would light you up to experience instead. So step one is make where you are at right now, make it okay. There's no judgment. It's not wrong where you are. It's not right. You're here. That's it. It is what it is. Accept wholeheartedly where you are today, right now, in this moment, and ask yourself, how can I get curious about this? What would feel really good to me to experience other than this? And what you will come to find is you will no longer beat yourself up when you no longer take any energy moving through you personal, assigning it meaning that it somehow defines you. And then ask, what is the next best step for me to take to create something new and fun? Get curious, become childlike. Just like the Bible says, those who end up being childlike and like children end up making their way into the kingdom of heaven. So it's all about that curiosity, having fun, being in a healthy detached state and void to where you can create and leverage the beauty of the void, that you are nothing and everything all simultaneously at the exact same time. So once you ask the next best step for you to create something new and fun, you submit. You forget about it. You give it up to God, your higher power. You submit it and allow what wants to come through you for the next step to come through. And you have to honor it. You have to take it and trust. All you ever need to know is the next single step. You won't see the staircase. You won't see the end game. You may dream up and create with your imagination what you think it would look like. That's fantasy. And the next single step will reveal itself to you. And more than likely, it won't make logical sense. So you'll have to go against the grain. You'll have to go against the status quo. And that's what we do here. We push the envelope of human performance and you become filthy rich energetically. And therefore, naturally, you will have wealth in your tangible physical experience. So the process will make sense in hindsight. That's all I've got for you. I love you guys, and be okay with where you are right now, because where you are right now is perfect. You've got everything you need. You are more than capable. You have everything you need. So start getting intimate with yourself, create intimacy, and pay attention to your daily interactions with other people and with circumstances and the sensations that arise in your body. Chat soon.